This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Meeting underway between Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli in Khumaltar. Ram Sai Prasad Yadav elected as a parliamentary party leader of Janata Samajwadi Party and UN Security Council urges Taliban to reverse restrictions on women. Now the news in detail. The meeting is underway between the Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli. At the meeting held at Dahal's Khumaltar-based residence, matters relating to the operation of the government and expansion of the Council of Ministers were discussed. Earlier today, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda had a meeting with former Prime Minister and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal. Prime Minister Dahal's secretariat said in the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal urged the Unified Socialists also to join the government. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal also had a meeting with Janata Samajwadi Party JSP Chairperson Upendra Yadav. In the meeting with Yadav, also discussions were held on the Janata Samajwadi Party's participation in the government. Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has been elected unopposed as the leader of the parliamentary party of the Janata Samajwadi Party. As only Yadav's nomination was registered for the election of the leader of the parliamentary party, he was elected unanimously. The time for the nomination was fixed from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. today. The party has 12 parliamentarians. Serial earthquakes occurred in different areas of the Baglung district. According to National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, three earthquakes occurred through different epicenters in that district this morning. As per the center's information, an earthquake measuring 4.7 on the Richter scale went through with its epicenter in Adhikari Chaur, Baglung this morning. Likewise, a 5.3 magnitude earthquake occurred with its epicenter around Khunga this morning. The third one measuring 4 on the Richter scale took place with its epicenter at Adhikari Chowk at 3:28 a.m. on Wednesday morning. The center informed that the earthquakes were not the aftershocks of the Gorkha earthquake but the new incidents. The test production of the Meet Modi hydropower project that was constructed in Parbat has gone successful. The 18 megawatt hydropower project constructed by Middle Modi Hydropower Limited has undertaken test production after 8 years. Project Chief Praveen Desar said the hydropower project is making preparation to go for commercial production after successful test production. According to Electricity Authority Parbat Distribution Center, Siva Narayan Gosali, the time period of 15 days after the completion of test production was kept as a trial phase. The power to be generated from the Meet Modi Hydropower project would be integrated into national transmission line after installing it to the 132 kV line. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The UN Security Council has denounced Taliban government policies targeting women and girls in Afghanistan. The Taliban have banned women from attending university and working for non-governmental organization NGOs within the last week. The 15-member Security Council said it was deeply alarmed by the increasing restrictions on women's education. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the latest restrictions must be revoked. A statement from the Council called for the full, equal and meaningful participation of women and girls in Afghanistan. It urged the Taliban to reopen schools and swiftly reverse these policies and practices, which represents an increasing erosion for the respect of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Guterres said that the latest restrictions were unjustifiable human rights violations. The death toll in the New York City of Buffalo has risen to 28, with thousands still without power amid a monster winter storm that has battered North America. Across the US, at least 62 people have died in weather-related incidents. In Buffalo, a state official said that military police are being brought in to help manage traffic in the city where a driving van remains in place. The winter storm has also forced the cancellation of thousands of flights, including about 4,800 on Tuesday morning alone. Thousands of passengers have been left stranded at airports across the country. At a news conference on Tuesday, officials in New York's Erie County, which includes Buffalo, said that the death toll is expected to rise as search and rescue operations continue. The 28 confirmed deaths were all in Buffalo. Russia has banned oil sales to countries and companies that comply with a price cap agreed upon by Western nations earlier this month. The price cap, which was agreed upon by the G7 group of nations, Australia and the EU, came into force on 5th of December. The cap prohibits countries from paying more than $60 per barrel of Russian oil. Russia has now said its oil and oil products will not be sold to anyone imposing the price cap. The presidential decree said the ban would take effect for 5 months from 1st of February until 1st of July. The decree also said Russian President Vladimir Putin could give special permission to supply to countries that fall under the ban. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Today's weather has been predicted to be clean in the remaining geographical areas apart from the mountainous belt in Province 1. There would be partial to general changes in the weather condition in Province 1 as per the forecast. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the influence of a westerly wind would trigger partial to general changes in the weather in the province. Some parts of the province would also witness snowfall due to effects of westerly winds. However, other geographical regions would remain clean today. The same weather system would continue to exist at night as well. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting underway between Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNUML Chair KP Sharma Oli in Khamaltar. Ram Sai Prasad Yadav elected as Parliamentary Party Leader of Janata Samajwadi Party, and UN Security Council urges Taliban to reverse restrictions on women. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.